making a difference for seniors in our community. This is Nellie Kingsbury. Nellie, thanks for being a community builder.
What really comes to mind every time I think about you, I think of the Golden Age Activity Center, because if I'm not mistaken, you've been involved in that from the very beginning.
At 68 years of age, because my family thought I should do so, I retired, and I spent many minutes at home rethinking what I had done, but obviously it was probably the right thing to do, but I took on other ventures and other things, volunteered a lot. I needed to continue to give back to the community. Obviously volunteered at the Horton Community Center because my husband was mayor there for 4 years and was a counselor for many years in Horton. I also volunteered with you, Chris, with Murder Mysteries. You helped
yes.
me with that. You know, after I left my place of employment, I did other fundraising events, and I volunteered at my church. I sat on the board of Renfrew Area Seniors Home Support and their fundraising committee. Presently, I sit on the Provincial Board of the OACAO in Toronto, and then the Eastern Region Senior Rep for our region here. But after a short period of time after retirement and after working with the seniors for so long, I started to think constantly about what was there available for seniors to do in our community. And the more I thought about that, the more I realized I really needed to do something to fill the void in the community, to prevent social isolation, and ensure that the seniors in our community felt part of the community. After much deliberation and in consultation with another community member, Karen Abbott, we decided to take on the task of starting a senior center, which is very successful today. So we are open 7 years now, and we have approximately 322 members. It has kept my mind active and provided me with new connections to the community also, and as well as giving me a very strong purpose in life.
I know that in the last little while, you also had some health issues that could have been very, very serious, but you never let it stop you. You are still in the thick of things and still volunteering and still active.
My health issues, I took that stroke, I would think that's about 2 years or more ago now. I recovered from that, never stopped getting involved. I also had a surgery shortly after I went back in November. It was an emergency surgery. You know, I stayed in the hospital and begged them to let me go home, and they finally did, and I took 2 days off and returned to the center, and I've been there ever since.
So what is your motivation for giving back?
I've always been one to help and assist people my whole working career, and I feel it is one of the most important things that a person can do in their lifetime. And the fact that you can make a positive change in someone's life is very rewarding to me, and I feel that's what the center has done for the seniors, is made positive changes for them. And it also helped me grow as a person and gives me a sense of purpose. And you also, during that whole process, you get to know your community better. And it provided me with so much life satisfaction that it's been a great journey for me. And I hope it has been a great journey for the seniors who attend the center also.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today, Nellie. And I want to say thank you not only from us here at MyFM, but from everyone in our community for not only being a community builder, but for being a community leader.
It took many hands to do it, and we did it together as a team.
Listen to all of our community builders at renfrewtoday.ca.